I forgot action. How much fun this was. you forget how fucking long your cord is.
Go. You lead the way.
You're the nuisance podcast.
Oh, shit. Okay, bitches. You guys are going to be mine.
Podcast. How you guys doing?
Welcome to Pound Town. Yeah, awesome.
Social
nuisance! Oh, yeah, what the fuck is up?
Yeah, Social Nuisance Podcast.
Pound Town!
The last pop that we did was which TV character should have a podcast?
Oh, right.
We can revisit that one.
How about this? Let's do which TV couple was the fakest. I just made it up right now.
Couple was the most fake?
Yeah, like you could pick Home Improvement. You could pick Al
try
Bundy.
It out. We'll try it out. If it doesn't work, we'll go back with podcast.
Okay, but I want to pick the person we're trying. I want to try it with that lady over there on the left.
I take it.
All right.
All right,
the one with the black. Keep going.
Okay, I'm just going
to I'll tell you when. I'll tell you when. Not this one. Not this one. That one right there. I want to ask.
This is not. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm going to.
How do we even...
No, keep going. I bet.
Sam, how you doing, Sam?
Hey, good, how are you?
I'm doing... Sam, is that an accent?
I believe it's called the English language.
Well, okay, well, the English language is one thing, and the accent is something entirely different.
Is there not a word for accent in the English language?
I believe it's accent.
Yeah, accent.
Okay, cool. Okay, double check it. Okay, then... I'm doing quite well. My name is Imagine. This is Motion. We're part of the Social Nuisance Podcast. We're excited to be out here tonight. There you go. Like magic. I just throw that shit out there.
Yeah, dude.
So we're just engaging everybody, and we wanted to know what was the most fakest TV couple?
Like relationship.
That's a tough question.
That's what. We don't come with easy. They only get harder.
They only get harder.
The fakest TV couple. Well, who's to say?
Well, I'm asking you.
Oh, rebuttal. Rebuttal.
No, I'm asking your opinion.
I was going to go with Kanye and Kim.
You think that was fake?
No, I thought it was real.
I thought that was fake
as fuck. I disagree highly. Wait, we involved him. Look, no, you go first, because we're obviously going to fight about this later.
I don't know. I truly don't
know.
Ricky
and Lucy?
Oh, that's a good one.
Because they slept in separate beds?
I don't know.
Okay, guys.
What about you? What do you think?
Fakest TV couple.
Rachel and Ross easily.
Really?
Oh, Rachel
he said
and
easily
Ross
with confidence.
Easily. Wow.
Jesus.
Okay, why is that?
Oh, come on. Have you seen Ross? He's as ugly as hell.
Because Rachel, exactly.
How
I knew it.
How dare you, sir?
I knew it.
I find myself quite Rossy.
Go out with a guy who likes dinosaurs.
I thought Al Bundy, but...
I took a dinosaur class in college. I'm not going to lie, so...
A dinosaur class in college means you would date Ross?
No, I mean, no, but...
Oh. I thought that was your connection.
No, he's saying no one would ever date a guy who is into
dinosaurs. You just said you wouldn't all either.
Ben has,
I'm saying,
definitely, absolutely.
I took a dinosaur class, so...
Ooh.
I wouldn't be against it.
Oh. All right.
Let's wrap this conversation up first.
I'm totally
gonna get
into
to this.
Dinosaurs, if I'm just saying.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead. I'm talking to her. You talk to them.
I want to know more. Okay, so AG1, you're giving out free swag.
I thought we were talking about bad couples.
They gave out free shit. We automatically
What is this, Blue Chew? What?
I said, you know what's a bad couple? You and an unhealthy breakfast.
Oh, you and an unhealthy... That's a segue.
Dude, this girl has
to... I thought I was good, but she's better.
Dude, she's so much better. I'm just going to give her my mic and talk to this lady over here.
Tell me more about what an unhealthy breakfast consists of.
Cereal? Brown sugar.
You could kick off your day with AG1 by Athletic Greens.
Toxic women.
She's good.
Yeah, she's great.
She's good.
You throw this little bit of powder in a cup of water, stir it up. It's got your multivitamin, your multimineral, a comprehensive gut health supplement.
Our listeners are
going to think the highest quality adaptogens to help your body recover from all the strenuous things
you
do.
Real quick, may I interrupt? Is it adaptogen a real word?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. Go ahead.
That I did not know that.
Yeah.
I'm clearly not as educated as I thought I was.
Yeah. No, yeah, you're like NBC.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. Okay, so where was this developed? Where the idea came from?
It was developed by a founder who had a lot of health issues and wanted a really comprehensive supplement to have his back, to especially take care of his gut health.
Okay, so you're saying if I could put this powder on my Reese's Puffs, I'm going to be okay.
Ideally, you have the powder, and then you eat Reese's Puffs all day, and then you're okay.
Reese's Puffs.
You know, just give it a little time.
The listeners.
Yeah.
Okay, the Reese's Puffs is
think about the listeners
afterwards. But first, the powder. Is that like in water or like a blended?
Julian.
You shake it up in some water.
Okay, and finally, fakest TV couple.
Ross and Rachel.
You just said what the guy next to you said.
He's on the Ross and Rachel train. Okay.
But he said it with an accent. Say it again. All right, no, make her say it with an accent.
Ross and Rachel.
That's an accent. That's you on helium.
That's an accent.
What? All right, you do it then if it's an accent.
Ross and Rachel.
Oh, my God.
That's no validation.
You guys
got
the same. Is that not funny that they're mocking his accent?
It's messed up.
Talk about pitch level.
Ross and Rachel.
Oh, there you go.
That's impressive.
All right.
TV couple.
The girl from Victorious and the guy she wrote the song about.
We're going to have to Google it. Give it a Google.
That specific
we'll
episode.
Give it a Google. I believe but you. You said it with the utmost confidence. I believe you.
The song you were referencing, you have to give us a sample
what,
of
you
it.
You got another one? I loved your first one.
David Beckham and his wife.
Wait, that's not fake,
that's
though.
That's fair.
No, that's real. No, we're talking about TV.
That's a controversial opinion to say that David and Victoria
are that's a hot pick, bro.
Not in too much.
Okay. Fakest TV couple, who do you have?
I think the one from King of Queens.
That's a good one.
You're right. Yeah, Kevin James. Yeah, and
the sociologist. Scientologist.
Yeah, the Scientologist.
That one.
No, you nailed it, dude.
The Scientologist.
That's what happens when you're a great writer and you get to pick your wife. Or how about this? I'm gonna team up on what you said. Adam Sandler and any wife in any movie he ever picks.
How dare you, sir? Drew Barrymore is a godsend.
That wasn't his wife.
Kim K and Pete Davidson.
No, that's not
that's
fake.
Fighting words.
No. They're like I just
you
I, I'm
missed
not sure.
with your accent
no,
again.
I love Pete and I truly think he wouldn't, but like that like I'm very
You
confused.
Think Pete would you Pete obviously wants to fuck Kim K.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
well,
was,
I can't argue that. It's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright, she had well and all like anytime a comedian writes the film.
Oh, fantastic. New players on the board. Okay, here's what we're talking. First, we're talking AG1. Check them out. And then secondly, fakest TV couple. Go.
Like Stevie J and Mimi.
Stevie J and Mimi. You got to enlighten us.
Housewives from Atlanta.
Oh, you lost me.
No, but that's
the
real couple again. We're talking about TV
Oh, that's fake, though. That's totally fake.
It's called The Real Housewives. We're talking about a fake couple, Bill, Al Bundy, and that redhead.
Oh, Love and Marriage. Yeah. Actually, I was thinking about that.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Like, we're like, obviously, the girl was way hotter than the guy, or the guy was way hotter. Like, one of those fake, stupid things. So I said every Adam Sandler movie, because he's with, like, Sofia Vergara.
And he was very dumb in all of those movies.
Yeah. So that's the point. Also, Lucy and Desi, they weren't even allowed to sleep in the same bed.
So it wasn't a show. What was the movie with Jim Carrey and, something?
Oh, Liar, Liar?
Irene.
What?
Oh, Cameron Diaz? Like, the mask?
Oh, the mask?
No,
Liar,
me,
Liar?
Me and Irene, myself.
Oh, Renee Zellweger.
No, yes, you know what?
Yes,
you know what? I agree with you on every movie except that one. All right. Well,
cool. Okay.
Anyway, what do you have a
fakest TV couple?
Fakest TV couple.
Or fakest entertainment couple, I guess, now at this point.
Oh, Kevin James and Leah Remini.
That's the second.
You're right.
You guys nailed it, dude.
You think that guy could land that woman as a UPS man
whoa,
in Queens?
Hold on.
That's good. That's good.
That's real talk.
No, but hold on. He has a sense of humor. If I showed you my wife right now. I don't have a picture of her.
For the folks listening, we're buffering. Hang tight.
No, yeah.
We got a sponsored ad coming up, but don't worry. Hang tight right now.
This dude is phenomenal. What's your name, dude?
Oh, Diego.
Where are you from?
Brooklyn.
You got a show?
I mean, if someone would pay me, I mean, I'm not trying to.
You're at the podcast party.
That's right.
I'm asking for your plug. Nah, man,
I'm not even on the socials. I'm so off the radar. I'm off the grid.
Well, then it's a fucking pleasure to have you right now.
Yeah,
We had a Diego sighting, guys.
Yes.
We fucking landed him.
You fucking knocked this shit out the park, dude.
You know.
Fuck you, Mari. You never had Diego. We did.
Do you go on stage or what? What do you do? What do you? Why are you in LA today?
Here with that podcast movement.
Exactly. Yeah, so are you, what do? You produce? Do you film? Do you podcast? You got comments?
Sales. Help to support independent creators and networks.
That's what we're getting at. So what's your, plug your company. How do you help sell?
Work with Simplecast.
All right.
So, you know, just helping, you know, folks to help host, distribute, monetize.
And hell yeah. And we monetize podcasting, advertisement. Let's go.
Oh, so I see the team now.
Podcasters get their money.
That's what we need. We podcast as a motherfucker, dude.
Well, yeah.
And we'd like a little more money.
Okay. Got you.
Yep. Yeah.
So that's where we got Taj and Crystal, my people here. So.
Hey, Taj. Hey, Crystal.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for so much. You guys enjoy the rest of your evening, all right? Stay out of trouble. If you make good decisions, fantastic. If you make bad decisions, don't get caught.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Especially in L.A.
Guys, especially in L.A.
Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, babe. Yeah. Nice meeting you, Hubba. All right. All right, man, we're off to a phenomenal fucking story.
I think so far it's going decently well. I mean, it could be going much
Let's talk to
worse.
Kay. Let's see Who? If Kay will talk to us.
Who's Kay?
The bartender.
Oh, okay, fine. Just do it.
Kay. You got a quick second, mama? How did the night treat you?
You guys treated me great.
I know we did,
oh,
but
we
how
did? Yeah. But how did everyone else
no,
treat you?
Well, to be fair, you treated great. Us great.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Did you have a good night?
Yeah.
How's All that right. fishbowl?
The what?
The fishbowl.
How's that fishbowl?
The one you wouldn't serve me.
Oh, it's pretty cool. That's what I'm saying. It was a great night. You guys treated us great.
We're both East LA brats, all right? We're not these fucking townie, out-of-towners, right? So you did
fucking
have a good
transplants?
Night?
Yeah.
All right. What's up?
So you guys are Dodger fans?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, not Angel fans.
I have Dodger LA fans. Tattooed on my back.
Do you really?
Yeah, I really do.
No, you don't.
And Sergio?
Yeah.
He's about to take his fucking shirt off, guys. She did it. Yeah, dude.
Okay.
Real.
Yeah, dude.
Then. I don't even have any tattoos, and I think I believe
That's
you.
Doper than what I have. All right, I just want to make sure you guys got took care of tonight.
Oh, yeah, we did.
All right. Where'd you grow up?
I'm from Hawthorne.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm from Hawthorne, so you're like, hold on.
Well, you're a little from home now. You stay around here, or you still go back home every night?
I'm still in Hawthorne. Yeah.
All right.
I've bounced around. I lived in Orange County, San Diego, and now I'm back in Hawthorne. So.
All right. San Diego's nice, huh?
I want to go back to San Diego.
I get it.
Yeah. That makes sense. Do you listen to podcasts?
I don't, but I should.
You do now!
I'm like, I should. Oh, thank you.
Okay, thank there you for is. Taking care of us tonight.
I got
tonight.
You guys.
I hope you had a good night.
Thank you.
We'll let you get back to work, babe.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, baby.
This is decently enough, I think.
That's a weird.
All right, Jim, I'm going to fucking interrupt just because I fucking can. Because we're going to podcast at a podcast party because it only makes sense. We're looking for the most fake TV couple. Go. He's buffering.
I don't watch TV.
Okay, he's out.
The Osmonds.
The Osmonds.
Oh.
That's
up there.
That makes sense.
Keep going.
I don't know.
He doesn't know at all. We're going back to the buffering.
TV, man. I don't watch TV.
You guys don't watch TV? That like generates the majority of podcast
Why
stuff.
Did you guys come to a place covered with TVs if you don't like looking at them? Doesn't this freak you out a little?
Tiny bit.
You guys don't believe in TV? There's 6,000 of them around you.
I'm watching Hulu
That's on the TV.
That's fake as fuck. They count.
All right. Well, we'll go. We'll move on. We tried you guys.
Thank you guys. Have a good night.
Thanks for the content. Fucking losers.
They did not enjoy our presence.
They were just like, oh, my God, you want to measure my intelligence?
Yeah, they were not fucking having it. We're here. We're closing out the bar. We're having a good time, but we're chilling out.
Can we ask you guys a quick question?
Would you mind if we interrupt your conversation real quick?
We have a prompt, and y'all go with it however you want. All right? We're trying to ask people, what is the worst entertainment couple that isn't fake? Like, oh no, that is fake. I'm sorry.
We're looking for the
like Home Improvement, like
TV
the shittiest
couple.
TV couple.
Home
I said,
wait, like, love
but I
marriage,
said Lucy. And,
love
yeah. Yeah, you know
that's Al Bundy and May. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're dope. I love them.
All right, cool. So who's the bad one? I said Lucy and Desi. They didn't even sleep in the same room.
And
or
you
same
offended
bed.
Her.
Yeah. You know, oh my god, I found the funniest thing. You do impersonations?
No, you just
fucking did two back to back. Alright. Ask her, we're gonna play this game, dude. Me and her got this mic. Got that mic.
So we're looking for the fakest TV couple. Who you got?
I got nobody. This is just amazing.
Oh.
What's going on? I have no, I don't.
Okay, well, my name is Imagine. This is Motion right here. We're from the Social Nuisance Podcast. And what we do is we come up to random places and we fuck shit up mostly.
And we podcast.
Yeah, we podcast once a week.
So we come up with like bullshit ass prompts and we forgot to come up with a prompt. So then when I got here, I was just like, prompt is, who's the worst TV couple?
Kimye.
See?
Kimye.
That's what I'm saying.
But that one's real.
That's what I said.
That's not TV.
Is it real?
That's what I'm saying.
It's debatable.
I'm riding your brave wavelength right there.
Yeah.
The wavelength, I'm on it.
Are you trying to get by, baby? I'm just saying, listen. Yeah, we are.
It only makes sense to podcast at a podcast party.
I feel like we're getting put on the spot.
Well, you didn't have to be. Give us 1 minute. We're talking to them, and then we'll put you on the spot.
Okay, give us your plug. You're part of a show. Give us your plug.
Oh, my gosh. This is all new. Hey, everybody. I'm Carmela. I'm a flight attendant. My podcast is Lift, Love, Launch.
Wait, you got stories, dude.
I got hella stories.
Okay, okay. Don't tell me who you fly for.
I won't.
Give me the first letter.
Hell no.
No,
she's smart. I do stand-up comedy.
I fly all the time. Give me the letter.
I work for America's favorite airline.
Okay, great.
All right.
So how many times have you, I don't want to go. I don't want to go to the cheapest question. I want to ask her something dope.
Are you about to ask me if I'm joining the Mile High Club?
No. I was going to ask you how many times you caught people doing that. But that's bullshit, too. I don't care about that. That don't matter.
Three, four.
My God. Is there a fucking.
Three, four. That's pretty good.
Maybe a jacuzzi?
Yeah, maybe.
I feel bubbles up on the back of my neck.
That's fantastic.
No. All right.
Okay. Come on, give it to me.
No, because they're all obvious answers to me. I'm asking, like, who's the dippet, like, the most fucking character? That's obvious. I know what the fuck that is.
Okay.
Hold on. Give me a second.
That's all right.
Okay, weirdest animal brought on the plane?
Weirdest animal?
Yeah, as, like, a support. And while you answer that, I'm going to keep thinking for something better. Wait, how far do you fly? Are you, like, four-hour flights or are you, like, eight-hour flights?
I'm going on.
Shanghai,
Atlanta. Oh, so you do big flights.
I go wherever they. Okay. I go where the money is. Right. I go where I try to help.
No. I'm with you, baby. I'll go with you. You can pack me in a suitcase.
Let me see. Honestly. Okay. So this dog, it was beautiful, but it was scary. It was a dog, it was a mastiff, and it was this football player who brought him on. He's like, "You're not scared of a little dog, mind you. He's taller than this beam here." And I'm like, "A little dog? The dog is to my chest. Please, sir, hold your pet."
Also, he bought that dog for people to be afraid of it.
He did.
And then he acts like, "You're scared of my dog?" Yes.
And now it's
dipshit. That's why you didn't buy a poodle.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Lift, Love, and Launch.
So I focus on well-being and wellness for the BIPOC women in the community. I feel like it's important. I left work, obviously, to take a break and get myself together. It was my therapist who said, "Hey, you know what? You should really go ahead and try podcasting. You've been talking about it, and it's kind of time for you to find your voice."
It's kind
again.
Of its own therapy, right?
It is definitely its own therapy. Honestly, like everything, the first 10 episodes I recorded were legit just for me talking shit, expressing how I feel, talking about the airlines, things like that. So now I'm back with a whole other situation, lifting up black women and lifting up women of color everywhere. And
that's what's up.
You lifted me up today, and I'm not either one of them.
You know what? And it doesn't matter.
It really doesn't.
It just matters that you're taking care of yourself.
And you got positive
energy.
Because
we got so many different identities, right? But who are you to you? Who's Carmela to Carmela?
Where are you originally from, babe?
Originally from Detroit, Michigan.
All right. Hey, and where are you at now?
Illinois. Chicago.
Chi-town. Shout out.
Outside of Chi-town.
There you go. Well, we love you, baby.
It was an absolute pleasure to meet
you.
Thank you for spending a minute with us. We get you a card. You got one?
Appreciate it.
Oh, there we go. We'll get you a card as well.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you so much for meeting you.
Thank you so much. I hope y'all enjoy your trip to LA. We're LA brats. We're born and raised in East LA.
Oh, really? East LA?
Yeah, we're a bunch of hoodlums.
I moved here at 15, but I was like in Corona, Riverside.
All right.
I went to Centennial. 951,
shout out. Shout out to Centennial. You might know my wife. My wife went to Centennial.
What?
Yeah, how old are you? Oh, well, here, hold on.
I'll put it over here. I'll be talking to myself and shit.
You might know my voice. So we're kind of the BIPOC creators.
Okay, what's up?
So you should check us out. It's called The Cube. So we're going to be the only one, right? Curated, okay, so like, best of music and podcasts by BIPOC and QTPOC creatives. You should check us out. You know.
One more time, what's it called?
It's called The Cube. T-H-E-Q-U-B-E. You can check us out at thecube.app.
That's what's up. I'm looking forward to that. You got my card, we're gonna link, and we're gonna support each other, because that's what the people in the community do. Hey, that's what's up.
Thank you. It was good to meet you.
All right, you guys. We'll see you guys at the convention.
Hey, man, how rude were those bitches fucking interrupting us while we're talking to them?
They really wanted to jump in, but not cool.
Yeah. Anyways, where are they at? Let's go talk to them now. Just kidding.
I think that's
she
it.
Fucking was trying to whisper in my ear. I was like, this is bubbles in a fucking jacuzzi. Like, leave me alone.
This is so weird. Hey, what's up?
I really like your aesthetic.
Aesthetic? Okay, I'm going to have to fucking Google that. I'm not as educated as I thought I was.
I think that means the way your furniture is arranged in your living room.
Is that Zen? I'm not really sure.
No, I think it's your furniture.
Here's the brass tacks.
It means I like your look.
Oh.
It's the glasses.
I like my...
That would be her feng shui.
Yeah.
That's the Zen.
She likes
her
feng shui.
That's the fucking Zen. Okay.
I knew it.
Here's what we're looking for, guys. We're looking for the fakest TV couple. Fakest TV
Like the
TV
worst
couple.
TV couple on TV, like...
I'm actually a television professor, so I feel like I should have an answer for you.
It was a great question, right? He told me it wasn't a good question. It's a good question, right?
Now that we've talked to people, it is.
Oh.
What's up?
The fakest TV couple.
Well, like the worst, even the worst. Like, who was the most?
It just wasn't believable.
What about the I'm gonna launch you to the moon one day? What's that girl?
Oh,
that
guy's the Honeymooners.
The Honeymooners. That's a terrible TV couple, right?
Carol and Mike Brady?
Carol and Mike
Brady. No, they both had stepkids.
Think about this. Give me a second.
All right, okay. Cool. Let's ask her.
Okay, the fakest TV couple.
Can I have a different question? Yeah.
Because that's not like...
No, that's the only question we came with. I made it up right before we saw you guys.
I can tell.
Yeah, but I rocked you.
Okay, so we've had a couple votes. I'll give you some insight. So we've had Ross and Rachel... Ross and Rachel was one. That was
because Rachel's way hotter.
I voted that because Jennifer Aniston on a spectrum of 1 to 10 is like in the 9 to 10 range of attractiveness.
Yes.
And Schwimmer is like a 6 or a 7.
You wanted a different question.
Okay.
Would you sleep with that Schwimmer guy?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Like if he was right here right now.
Clearly because she's an Aniston 9 and 10, and she does not stoop to such levels.
No, I think it's because I asked her right after the first question just asked her.
But if you also asked me, would I sleep with Joey, the answer would also be no.
I wouldn't ask you that anyways, but that's a weird information.
Also no.
Monica?
You wouldn't fuck a single guy from Friends?
I don't
fucking
know.
You wouldn't fuck a single guy from Friends?
I'm just going to go down the list. Rachel? Phoebe? I don't know.
Jon Favreau?
The duck?
There was a duck?
No, I think the only person I would even be remotely interested in would be Jennifer Aniston. On
oh,
show.
Wait. Are you not into dudes?
Oh, I'm into dudes, but none of those guys are even remotely in
I'm not into dudes. I would have fucked all three of them at once.
Here's the funny thing.
However, let me just say this.
I love this.
So you know how you get like if you're married, you get the celebrity like free passes if you ever get the chance to sleep with this person,
Hold on. Edit this out. Our wives are listening. Go ahead.
That.
Yeah, so is my husband, probably.
He's not listening to our show.
But we've already had this conversation, so I feel like it's okay.
Hey, your hall pass.
I will say that Jennifer Aniston's ex-husband, Justin Theroux, star of The Leftovers.
Isn't that the King of Canada?
He and Alexander Skarsgård are on my celebrity pass list.
So that's where your standard, okay, that's where it lands.
Well, who's now that you present this, who's your husband's pass list?
Heidi Klum is number one.
You know what I would have done? I would have picked your best friend. I like, oh, you pick those celebrities? I'd be like, your mom and your best friend. That's my pass list.
Wow, that is... Are you single?
No, I'm married.
I'm shocked.
Oh, why? You want to put me on your pass list now? You're sure I'm not married?
I am shocked that after that response that you would be...
Welcome to the Social Nuisance Podcast, where we provide shock value for the sake of driving forward a conversation. Yeah. Okay, so now that you've had time to stew on it, as well as IG us in the meeting time, fakest couple on TV.
But they're not saying the worst. They're saying the fakest.
Well, the fakest, because you can't believe it.
Interpret it as you would like. Nobody's judging you. Mm. Except our 6,000 listeners every Tuesday and our 10,000 every Thursday.
I mean, I feel like this is maybe not your demographic, but Lorelai Gilmore and Luke.
Oh, Gilmore Girls?
The Gilmore Girls.
Yes, that's totally my demographic.
Okay, first and foremost, how dare you assume that is not our demographic?
Jeez, I grew up in Los Angeles. You think I don't know about actresses?
You know what? I'm very sorry. I assumed, and I should not have done that.
Yeah.
Lorelai Gilmore and Luke.
Don't assume she knows. See, she doesn't
like
fucking know.
The soap opera?
From General Hospital.
Actually, my colleague wrote all the Laura and Luke storylines.
Well, clearly she did a terrible job if she
doesn't
believe
your best friend doesn't like what your colleague wrote.
I'm not the colleague. Lorelai Gilmore and Luke.
You guys should get to know each other better.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But there is a Laura and Luke storyline from a
General Hospital.
Yeah.
I was there.
You? Good job.
I know stuff.
He didn't go to school. That's why he got to watch General Hospital.
It's also fucking true.
Okay, most of us were in class. I feel like there's an answer to this, and I...
Yes!
Maybe Ray Romano and Patricia Heaton and Everybody Loves Raymond?
I felt like that one was good. Yeah. No, dude. Yeah.
Okay, no.
Erroneous. Erroneous.
Okay, no. I have an answer for this. Every working class sitcom features an overweight, working class
you're,
white dude.
You're working on something.
Married to a fit, attractive blonde woman.
Yes.
And it is not believable because A, they are not on the same attractiveness spectrum.
That's exactly it, girl.
And B, they are not on the same, like, so if you're going to be traditional gender roles, right, where women are valued for their attractiveness and men are valued for their income prosperity.
I would say wittiness.
Yeah, so
sense of humor.
So King of Queens is a great example.
You're the third person who said that, and that's the only vote that got more than one.
Yeah, King of Queens.
Nailed it. Finally, you knew what we were talking about.
But it's not just King of Queens. It's every working classic.
But here's the other thing.
Honeymooners.
In response to that, like, as a man, I'm tired of dumb dads.
Oh, that's a good one.
Dumb dads has been, like, since the 80s, like... Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Can someone talk
I fucked
to
up
Phil,
my dishwasher.
Modern Family.
Modern Family. Even Family Guy. The Simpsons. Fuck. Every sitcom has a stupid ass dad.
That's also true.
But they all live off him, and the wife lets him come in her.
But I will say, a lot of times it's tied to issues of class, right? So when you talk about The Simpsons, or
that's
except
a cartoon.
For Modern Family, because he is upper class. Guy.
Sure.
But all of the other ones, so in usually, I sound so nerdy, but.
Let's go there.
I literally have a PhD
Let's,
in television studies.
You're a doctor.
I am.
Of TV.
What school?
There's a doctor of TV.
And we're talking to a doctor? They never let us get close to doctors.
Fuck.
Should I put a mask on?
She told you this like 10 minutes ago.
Yes, but not in simplified terms where someone who watches TV eternally would understand.
What do we look like fucking doctors? Takes one to know one?
That's also very true. Continue.
Anyway, my point is that in American television,
wait,
there
can you
is
fix my TV if it's broken? You're a TV doctor.
Not that kind of TV doctor.
Oh, get
Continue.
The fuck out of here then. I'm out.
Anyway, there is a formula in American television and working class sitcoms where the male plays the buffoon. And the woman is, like, so if you think about The Simpsons, right? Like Homer Simpson is the overweight working class buffoon who doesn't succeed at his job, can't go back to college, wouldn't enjoy the finer things in life even if he could. But Marge is like, got her shit together, right? Like she...
Well, I mean, not really. She's unemployed.
Allegedly.
And that is true in King of Queens. It's true in almost all of the...
But
it's
do you
true
think,
even Everybody Loves Raymond.
Do you think that adds anything to domestic violence in a home? Where like in the actual family situation, people are being treated that way, or fathers are being treated that way because of TV. Meanwhile, they're actually doing the opposite. And then maybe sometimes, you know, a kid gets slapped.
So I think... Okay. I will say that I think...
If a kid watches TV from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m.,
women have more power in their family dynamics
in television,
especially in working class sitcoms, than they do in real life.
But do you think children have more power than fathers?
So in a lot of working class sitcoms, again, like The Simpsons, it suggests that the cream will always rise to the top, that a meritocracy works, right? So... Like, Lisa in The Simpsons is going to be better than her father, not because her father was a great parent, but because she's just great. And in a meritocracy, right, it doesn't matter what kind of background you come from or what privilege you have, she will rise to the top.
All right.
What a fascinating motherfucking discussion
for a bunch of
unprivileged motherfuckers.
Who's unprivileged here?
I got to throw
we're
the
at
profanity
a bar.
In there because people don't believe that we're actually educated and intelligent.
Anyways, do you guys want to say welcome to the social...
What's interesting, though, if you think about the Honeymooners, which you guys have talked about quite a bit, is the Flintstones is based on...
That's true.
The Honeymooners. And we see in the
Wait a minute, there weren't dinosaurs in the Honeymooners?
Yeah, there weren't, but they recreated it as an animated series several years after the Honeymooners, and we see that... Wilma Flintstone has quite a bit more power in terms
Absolutely.
Of the Flintstones than in the Honeymooners.
That might have been the initiation of the Dutch dad. It might have been the beginning, because the Jetsons is the same thing.
And what's interesting is that we see Wilma in terms of, like, representations of physical violence. We don't see them on screen in the Flintstones, but we see a lot of threats, and we see maybe Fred Flintstone thrown out of the window or thrown out of the door, something that we didn't actually see represented in the Honeymooners a decade earlier, but in the Flintstones,
we see it
represented.
You guys really did study TV.
I thought you were bamboozling me.
Here's
the crazy thing.
This is the best conversation we've had all night.
Yes, it has been.
Jesus Christ.
So enlightening. I've never analyzed TV in a way. I always knew there was
like, of course.
There were subtones, there was undertones that always delivered towards the American consciousness. Absolutely.
This is phenomenal.
But in a way that it was analyzed and discussed and like dissected in such a way that made such an impact.
I don't like the way you're looking at me right now.
I fucking love it.
I feel like you
want to
kiss me.
A little bit.
You
want to
kiss me?
Just a tiny bit.
You want to have sex later?
This
Maybe
is fantastic. So,
how's my hair look?
So, Doctor of TV. Tell me what is the official title once
TVs,
more? PhD
by the way.
Of what it is again?
Television.
PhD of what?
Film and television studies.
Film and television studies. Very broad umbrella.
Okay, can I ask you this?
How would you specify that?
I have a good question.
Your specialization. Give me one second. Right, I want to hear your specialization.
Tag me in when you can.
Yes.
Okay, so the university that I teach for, which will remain unnamed.
As always.
Can we get a first letter?
Has T.
All right, cool.
So it has three tracks, right? You can teach in production. You can teach in industry studies, or you can teach in critical studies, which is the analysis of images and representations in media and the ideological messages that TV transmits to the popular masses, I guess, if you want to say. So my specialty is
critical studies.
Critical studies.
Fucking fascinating.
I love it. All right, so
I love it.
My question
now. Are you like an understudy or like a Padawan to her Obi-Wan?
No, I teach in production.
Fantastic. So we're missing the third leg of the tripod here.
I'm the technical side. She's the smart side.
So do you love stage?
Stage?
Yeah, like.
I teach like podcasting and video
production. That's all right.
I'm going to take her master class later. Yeah. I'm going to sign up.
I bet you will.
Yep.
All right. So now here's my question. Are you taught that there's like one overall like best film ever made? And then do you agree or is there an opposing thought?
Good question.
That? Do you see what I'm saying? Because I know everybody is like that fucking, what's that
Citizen
old film
Kane.
From the 40s? Thank you, Kane.
You're welcome, Citizen Kane.
That's like the overall like bearing top. We grew up around USC, and USC Film School, it's Citizen Kane. So, you know, wherever T is,
yeah.
Do you have an overwhelming top, and then do you agree, or do you have an opposing?
I can tell you what my favorite film is, like art cinema-wise,
no,
and
that's
what
not,
my favorite film is pop culture-wise.
No,
I
want to
hear
it's
both.
It's obviously Pulp Fiction, I can tell.
Oh, hell no.
That was a joke.
I saw that with my mother, and we both walked out of the theater because
I
we didn't
walked
know
out
what we
with
were getting
mom.
Into.
Yeah. All right, so what is what you were taught as the best film?
Oh, no, it's not what I was taught. It's just what
No, but that's my question. What were you taught that is...
I don't think I was taught that there was a specific film.
Okay, great. Okay, then what did you decide?
Critically speaking, what is the best film to you?
Okay, there is no one, like, best film of all time. However, the film that I think excels in multiple categories in terms of cinematography, acting performance, mise-en-scene, audio, mixing, all of that stuff.
And why is it Swingers?
And it's not Swingers.
No, it's
However,
made.
However, I will say that the film has fallen out of favor because of cancel culture, but I think it's American Beauty by Alan Ball.
American Beauty.
Oh.
Very nice.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a great film.
Okay, that was a good film.
That was
Kevin
a great
Spacey
film.
Kevin Spacey has now been kind of canceled, but I'm still going to stand by that as my favorite film.
No, that's a great film.
Okay, yeah, critically, that was your favorite film. What was your personal favorite film?
So,
and why is it Mean Girls?
Okay, this will totally tell you. Anybody can Google me now. My research specialty is the way that the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, works with the film and television industry.
I fucking knew it. Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
And for my dissertation, I watched a ton of spy films. So I love the genre.
Pink Panther.
But I think the standout is, leaving the Jason Bourne trilogy aside, Casino Royale, Daniel Craig.
Oh, 007.
Wow. And
That's
I fucking
a great
love
flick.
James Bond. Okay.
But it's not just you love James Bond. Casino Royale is different because in that film, Daniel Craig
bleeds
and he is vulnerable and he falls in love and he has his heart broken and explains all of his cold, calculating womanizing for the rest of the franchise, even though that franchise started in the 60s. Like, it's just a masterful reboot of the entire franchise in a way that I feel like has good characterization and good plot development in a way that a popcorn genre usually doesn't.
You know what? I would love to say that I'm happy that we met you guys and we talked, but I think that's the way to kill it. That's the end of it, right? With what she just said? That's the end of it, right?
Yo,
may I ask who the hell you guys are?
Oh, this is all fake. We're not recording nothing.
Yeah. So my name's Imagine. This is Motion.
Yep.
For a tough world.
Pleasure to meet you guys.
Follow them at Social Nuisance. Wow. At Social Nuisance Podcast on Instagram and socialnuisancepodcast@gmail.com.
That's the best plug we got all day, dude.
That is the best plug.
That's
we
the
had
best
all day.
Plug we got all day. So where are you guys from? Oh, never mind. We're getting kicked out.
We accomplished our goal.
Yep.
We got kicked the fuck out. Fantastic.
No, boom it.
Thank you guys so much. Appreciate you guys.
All right.
Yep.
Fantastic. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. So if I can introduce.
I love you.
You love me?
Love him.
Evelyn.
Wow. We're loud, so make a little space.
I know.
All right. All right. All right. So if I would, we were just walking the show, podcast party.
Yeah.
And we saw you, dude, with your energy. And your positivity.
Yeah.
And we come with bullshit prompts. Like, who do you think? Blah 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 blah. But I don't want to do that with you tonight.
Okay.
I just want to get to know you, Manny.
Yeah.
My name is Motion.
Motion, what's good?
Good, Manny. It's my boy Imagine.
Imagine, what's up?
We're both East LA kids. He's from Covina. I'm from Pico Rivera. Where are you from, boss?
I'm a New Yorker, Long Island, but
Long Island.
Yeah, Strong Island in effect, but I now live in Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful city to live in. I own property in Little Rock. I've been a Southern man before.
Okay.
What took you from Long Island to Atlanta?
Family.
All right.
I got some older kids that, like, settled down there, and then my daughter had a daughter.
Okay.
And pandemic was like, you know, we can't be around our people, so after that, I was like, let me be around my peoples.
Okay, and correct me when I'm wrong, but I've been to New York a couple times, been to Atlanta a lot.
Yeah.
Long Island is kind of small town New York.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's
suburbs.
Not Manhattan.
Right.
It's suburbs. Not the Bronx.
Yeah,
right? So to go from there to go to Atlanta, what was that culture shock? Did you have a culture shock? Did it feel good? How was that?
It was definitely a culture shock. We moved from Long Island to Newark, New Jersey.
I've been to Newark.
Right? So I went suburbs to city.
And Newark is hood.
Newark is hood, but it's beautiful. Like, it is. I gotta give a lot of love
about
to
Newark. How old were you when you did that?
No, just recently.
Oh,
like,
okay, okay.
5 years. All right. Yeah. So they got a great art scene. They got a great, like, community thing going on. We stayed there for 5 years. But again, pandemic, my kids were down south. So I moved down south, and Atlanta's a good city.
It is a great city.
And I'm a city guy.
Yeah.
So I want to be near a city. I couldn't go to Chattanooga.
Exactly.
Like, no offense to Chattanooga. All the offense to Chattanooga.
Well, right. Look, I lived in Little Rock.
Yeah.
Literally, there's a city called North Little Rock.
Yeah.
I felt out of touch.
It's a little weird.
If I'm in the city,
yeah,
I'm cool. Because I'm an LA brat.
Okay, right.
So as long as I'm near the metropolitan,
yes,
I'm good.
Right. So New York, like, hey, I'm like, all right, Atlanta could work. But my kids are down there. My daughter had a daughter. And so we're a little bit outside of Atlanta proper.
Is that your first grandchild?
Yeah, I was going to say, hold up. You're a grandpa?
I know.
Man, is that your first?
You're one of the freshest motherfucking looking grandpas I've ever seen in my entire life.
I mean, you're one of the freshest in this room. That's what caught our attention.
I mean, I had my kids when I was 7. Does that explain it?
Dude, this guy has the biggest dick. All right.
But, so now right, I have a couple grandkids.
So
but they were in Atlanta, so I was like, let me come down and hang out with them.
You're in Atlanta the past couple years.
Yes, like just for the past 9 months.
Yeah, and they're open as fuck, right? They're not masks, bullshit.
No, they're not at all.
No, they're open.
No, they're down like, south. What pandemic?
All right.
Yeah.
So how did you feel being in that environment? Like, just, well, that's culture shock as fuck.
Yeah, a lot. First of all, so there's that, right? The mask, the shit, like my daughter, can I curse? I'm sorry.
No, yeah, you say what the fuck you want. I said culture shock as fuck.
Okay, right.
And they were like, can I curse?
Okay, I'm saying, can I curse? You can curse.
Nah, yeah, you say whatever you want.
Okay, so my daughter did remote school, and then all of a sudden she's like in a fucking school with no mask, and they're like, yeah, come to school. And I'm like,
yeah.
But we serious about this shit up north. Like, we kind of taking it serious.
Let me ask you this, real quick, to interrupt.
Yeah.
They're worried about grandparents.
Yeah.
You're the fucking illest grandparent I ever seen.
I mean,
were you like, I'm not affected? Or were you a little nervous?
No, I was very nervous.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. Because I'm all like about that. I'm vaccinated, I'm boosted, I want to do all that
shit. Oh, we are, yeah. We're all that. We're living in LA. We couldn't be in here if we
were. Right, but I'm super like into that shit. So I want my kid to go to school with masks.
Yeah.
And then like, what mask? This is Georgia.
Yeah.
And they do things differently.
Absolutely.
So
down
we
south.
Had to like feel like, oh, that's a whole different vibe down here. Okay, we had to get used to that. But other than that, it was a decent vibe.
It's cool, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How much weight have you gained since you moved down south?
No, I gained weight before I moved down south.
Oh, okay. Because every time I moved to Arkansas, I gained 10 first 2 weeks. As barbecue and bread.
There's a lot of that going on. Southern food, like fried shit.
That's
like,
soul
like,
shit.
Come on, man. Like, all right. I'm struggling.
So how did you go from Atlanta to this podcast party here in Los Angeles, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, no, it's all good. So I do a few shows. I produce and edit a few shows.
Okay.
So I do some social justice shit.
All right.
But I mix it with music, including hip hop. So we like to say, I got one show called Newsbeat, which is like a mixture of, we like to say it's like Democracy Now! And Black Thought had a podcast baby.
Well, plug it. What is it? Give the full name or where can
called,
we find it?
It's called Newsbeat. Two words, Newsbeat. Okay. And what it is, we investigate social justice shit. Like a lot of, you know, mass incarceration, all the issues that are like important to today. But we also invite artists to come and give their two cents.
So they talk about it themselves as well.
They rap about the issue. So we actually interview, like, Dr. Cornel West has been our show.
Oh, no way you met Dr. Cornel.
100%.
I'm a huge fan of Dr.
I got a big picture with him smiling as a motherfucker, like, pointing at my shit like I'm the great. Rosa Clemente has been on our show. Like,
all right, I know her.
Yeah, so we have people on our show talking about the issues, but then we invite artists to come and give their interpretation of them issues. So we mix news and the arts.
So you're telling me you got a somewhat political show.
Yes.
And then you also have a music show.
Yes, 100%.
This motherfucker is me.
Yeah.
He is me.
Yeah, okay.
Because I got the Social Nuisance podcast with my man Motion right here.
Yes.
And then I have the Dig podcast, which is music-based.
Oh, shit.
So check this shit out.
Okay.
So imagine a DVD commentary. You're watching the DVD. You're watching a movie, right?
Yes.
And the DVD commentary is the writer, the director. They're talking about the movie as the movie's playing.
Yes.
Same shit, but with a musical artist talking about their album.
That's pretty dope. I like that shit.
So he
the whole
picks
breakdown
the artist.
Of where they, yeah, the whole, yeah.
We talk each track one by one.
Who
else is playing? I talk to all my homies, so it's a very local, independent podcast. Yeah. But we have pathways to get to larger people in the eventual future.
Yeah.
But as of right now, even the most independent artist
can come on.
The most intricate stories,
100%.
the most fucking raw stories.
The spark and the fuel.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
absolutely. Wow. So it's been absolutely phenomenal to kind of give that exposure to those who are just coming up. But then to get, you know, talking about like fucking Dr. Dre talking about The Chronic, Eminem talking about the Slim Shady Yuppie, those types of stories have never been heard.
And the cool thing is in the background,
that's the goal.
It plays. It doesn't stop. The album plays from track one to track whatever.
Yeah, I love
it. And the questions are presented while the track plays.
Yeah.
That's dope. The story
I'm
behind
you.
The music.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
So I'm you, man. I love
that shit.
Yeah. Fuck, cheers, bro.
Salute.
That's what's up.
Salute. Manny. Yeah. Well, is there a plug the show? Any final thoughts or anything? How do you enjoy L.A.? What's up?
Yeah, no, so far so good. I was only in L.A. one time before, so I'm good to be here for a few days and like soak
hell
it
yeah,
up.
Man.
You know what I mean? So Newsbeat is the social. I also have a podcast called Hip Hop Can Save America.
All right.
And I interview a lot of folks who are using hip hop in ways that could uplift humanity. So people use it in schools, mental health therapy. Like, they're using the music and the culture to like help the young kids because that's a way that they can connect with them.
Now, I mean, furthermore, I understand why Dr. Cornel West was interested in what you do, man.
100%. He was giving us props, man.
Manny, I'm stoked and I love that I met you, dude.
Oh, thank you, man.
We're going to follow each other on everything, man. We're going to exchange communications. I'm moving to Little Rock in 2 weeks.
Okay.
I'm going to be 6 hours away from you in Atlanta, man.
That's what's up.
We're going to connect.
I'm doing speaking tours, man. I'll come through to Little Rock in a minute. So,
I got all the universities on lock, man. I'll set
that's
you up.
That's what's up. We can all talk. Right. Yeah.
Much love,
man. Thank you for reaching out, man. I appreciate y'all.
How can we reach out to you, Manny?
Yeah, I'm on all the socials. Just Google Manny Faces.
Manny
There's
Faces
not many, many faces. I'm out
That's
here.
Dope. It's like a play on Many Faces.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
many
dope.
Many Faces. Like Many Faces. I'm here.
I would love to connect with you because the same thing. We got the political podcast. We got the music podcast.
Yeah, I'm always looking to link.
I've been making music for, you know, the past 10, 15 years now.
20.
So,
20. We're 20 years deep.
Really?
Him and I met in community college 20 years ago.
That's what's up.
And we've been rocking the same shit.
I
would love to contribute to the conversation you're having on your show.
We can definitely link and talk about that, man. I'm always looking to do that shit.
Yeah, most definitely.
And if we got anything off the show, we got Many Faces, man.
Yeah, there we go.
appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Hit me with the links and shit so I can promote that shit out there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I think your girl Evelyn's got all the papers and whatnot, but just in case.
I got the cards
right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me know, man.
Thank you, man.
I appreciate y'all.
Man, you're dealing, man.
All right, y'all here for the rest of the thing?
We'll be around.
I'll be around for the rest of it.
The next weekend, yeah.
Let's talk, man.
All right, y'all.
That was
phenomenal.
That was, dare I say, better than the last great exchange? Probably not.
Personality, not content.
Yeah.
Good guy. I would love to talk to him more.
Yeah, man. All because he's wearing blue camo.
You're right, man. The wiring is an empowering process. Where do you want to go?
I don't know, man. Let's go this way. Sneak around. Can I leave? No, don't let me leave.
Yeah, I got you.
Don't let me leave. Oh, that guy looks interesting right there with the suit. This dude right here. But he's in the middle of a conversation. I really don't want to interrupt.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I don't
want to interrupt him. You want to interrupt? You want to interrupt? You want to interrupt?
I'd rather. I don't know.
Glenn. Hey, bro. My name's. Can I interrupt you guys for a minute? This is a podcast party, right?
Yeah.
We're podcasting.
Hold on.
I'm Motion. This is Imagine.
Imagine.
We were just walking around looking for interesting people, and I saw your shirt. No, your shirt, yeah. Yeah, no, you look interesting as fuck in this room of kind of interesting people. Glenn, can I ask you where you're from?
I'm from Oakland, California.
Oakland,
Oh, shit. Interesting.
You're a Raider fan, right?
No, hell no.
God damn it, Glenn!
Hell no.
You better not be a Niners fan.
Look, they gonna move Oakland, the Raiders, they can have them.
You know, can I tell you who I hate? Derek Carr. I'm born and raised East LA in the 80s, so I'm like UCLA basketball, USC football, Dodgers baseball, and Raiders football. But I fucking hate Derek. I think Derek Carr is our Tony Romo.
Well, okay, I'm from Michigan, so y'all can go on.
You just said Oakland.
I live in Oakland for 20 years, but I'm from Michigan.
Where in Michigan? Detroit?
Yep.
You're not a Lions fan?
Of course I am.
You're a Lions fan?
Yeah.
All right, man. We can have a conversation now.
I don't think that we can. I don't really think that we can with y'all L.A. folks going around here.
All right.
For us, it was the Lions and the Cowboys. That's just about it.
As a rivalry. You're not a Cowboys fan.
No.
Yeah, that's weird.
No.
All right, well. All right. Glenn, well, we tried. We took a shot, man. We're trying.
What brings you out to podcast movement, Glenn?
Meeting all these great people, man. I'm trying to tell stories.
Well, can we hear one?
What's your story? What's your background? What story are you bringing to podcast movement?
Pick a story.
Okay, I'll tell you a story.
Look at them. They're enthralled. They can't wait to hear this story right now.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hey, hurry. Hold on. Glenn's going to tell us a great story.
Glenn's going to tell you a great story. Let's see. What's a good story?
Give me a topic. Okay, you're representing Snap Judgment. I want to know what is...
Topic or theme. Right? You need like a little bit of context.
Right. Okay, so just...
A thousand stories. He needs like...
Okay, just a moment ago, we were talking to people at the opening mixer party. We were asking them, what is the fakest TV couple of all time? And why?
I don't care. But I'll tell you what. I'll tell you.
How about who's the fakest couple in real life that you know?
So I grew up in a situation where, for us, the end all and be all of everything was our pastor and his wife. And one day, I was 15 years old, and I was supposedly going to the school, to our church, university. I was on my way. I was a good kid. I was on my way to go to this thing.
All right.
And I was at a 7-Eleven. I went in. I saw the pastor's wife, right?
Okay.
Pulled in with my buddy in a Nova. We said hello. I got some chips and some pop. I came back out of 7-Eleven and said goodbye. Then the next day at church, my mother comes to me crying. Says she heard what happened. And how could I do that? And what was going on? And it's terrible because I'll never go.
How could you do what?
Right. I said, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? She said, I heard what happened.
By the way, you're super believable right now.
It's what happened.
Yeah.
And so finally I hear the story. And here's the story. I was in a van, 15 years old. I pull up to the 7-Eleven and smoke comes out of it. I slide open the door, and it's full of naked women.
Like Shaggy and Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, so like that. I come out. I've got, I mouth with one of these women. I go into the 7-Eleven.
I
take two cases of beer.
I see what's happening.
I smooch again with the cashier. I don't pay. I walk out. I throw it in the thing. I wave to the woman, and I'm out.
Glenn, what debauchery is this?
No, I know what happened.
What?
That bitch was up to no good, and she decided to pin you for something worse.
I wish I was this person. The person she described is the person I always wanted to be.
No, you don't, Glenn. No. No. You're a better man.
I realized then that the people who sit in high houses don't always have your best interest.
Yeah, hey, I get
right.
it, yeah.
You're right. What a wonderful fucking story right there, man. That's a great moral of the story.
So how did you go from that to being the fucking great, cool fucking dude that you are today?
I kept telling stories, man.
Hell yeah. That's all we are. We're storytellers, dude.
So, Glenn, who are you representing here at Podcast Movement?
Snap Judgment Studios.
All right.
Snap Judgment Studios is a storytelling outfit out of Oakland. We have Snap Judgment and Spooked on NPR stations around the country, on podcasts around the world, and we hope you check it out.
Glenn, I couldn't tell you how happy I am to have met you.
That was such a fantastic story.
I stopped on a whim. I'm fucking happy I got to spend the past 5 minutes with you. I love you, Glenn. All right?
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, man. I hope we didn't interrupt you too much tonight.
That was a cool fucking story, man.
Dude, hey, we're rocking. We're
that
killing it.
That was a great story.
Yeah, we're killing it. I feel so like the next one is going to be a car wreck.
Oh, shit. We ran into Manny again. No,
are we out Manny here? Faces.
Manny Faces.
That's Glenn Washington. Wasn't Glenn?
Glenn, yeah.
Stop judgment. That's a big gap right there.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
You're killing it. The JW Marriott.
Let's talk to old white.
I want to talk to you.
You're in charge. All right, let's go. You're in charge.
Okay. I saw you giving me the side eye, kind of like, what the hell are they doing? Kind of a little bit, you know? Okay, so we rock and roll with everybody. We want to know, who was the fakest TV couple of all time?
I don't know. We don't have a good answer.
Fast and the Furious.
Fast and the Furious 3? Wait, which one?
That was with Tokyo Drift. That was with Han.
No, wait, that is the
fakest
Yeah.
They want us to fuck off.
All right. Well, let's fuck off then.
Yeah, let's fuck off. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
They don't need the promo. They're rich.
No, they don't. Yep.
They're at the JW Marriott. Bunch of assholes.
Oh, shit. I don't... There's so many to choose from. I don't
Should
know.
Should we
abandon? I don't
What?
Oh, this is the guy.
Yes,
this is the guy. This is the guy behind the guy. Behind the guy behind the guy.
Hey, you guys look like you just graduated Top Gun.
We're talking about whatever the hell you want to talk about. What brings you to the JW Marriott
podcast
at approximately
conference.
11 o'clock?
Podcast conference.
Which is why we're fucking podcasting.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah. Welcome to the Social Business Podcast.
Man.
What brings you to the podcast convention?
I don't know. I was talking to John over here.
John, you're with Warner Media Podcasting.
Yeah, so I represent about 80 million households.
That's fantastic.
What do you mean?
Good households.
You're like a killer real estate agent?
No, it's more, I'm in like consumer brands and stuff. Like,
homeowners insurance? Garage stores?
Consumer brands.
I don't know, I'm asking you.
What was the question?
What do you mean you represent 80 million households? What does that mean?
Anyone who uses a dishwasher.
A bunch of bitches.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you're like a pimp.
Excuse me?
I fucking
what?
Never
wash.
I never wash dishes.
Excuse
you what? What, you think only bitches use dishwashers?
No.
He's taking a shot at me because I wash dishes for my wife.
Whoa,
he doesn't
dude.
Like the fact
wow,
that I
you
do
sound
that.
Like a bitch.
It's true.
Whoa! We got content! All right, you call him a bitch. Call that brown guy a bitch.
I don't want him.
You just did.
That took a turn.
All right. This,
okay.
All right.
Back to the man. The men were talking.
Yeah, I think that's all we got. Let's move it. Let's keep it moving.
Wait, real quick. What does 80 million houses look like?
I'm not really sure.
Are there 80 million houses in America?
Yes. I'm not sure.
Oh.
I think Nelson.
He must work for India.
He must work for Nelson.
Let's move on.
Okay, moving on. That went well.
That's what we do, dude. There's no way. There's only 300 million people. Whatever.
I'm not really sure.
Who gives about that?
Whatever.
All right, dude.
Anyone else who's watching?
I don't know. Everybody's like shouldered up now.
Yeah, they're kind of upset.
Hey, do you guys have anything cool you guys want to talk about? All right, cool. All right. No,
yeah,
I was
going to
pick that shirt. That's a cool shirt. I love it.
Excuse me, right here.
Oh, shit, we're out of here.
All these picnic tables are really right, upset at us.
Oh, my God. They're like, we met a bunch of fucking people from L.A.
It was fantastic. So here's the good news, guys. We managed to piss off a lot of people here tonight. Nice.
No, two.
Two?
Yeah.
I don't know. They felt really uncomfortable.
I'm willing to double it, though. I'll double down.
I think they're...
Did you offend them?
Subconsciously, because they thought they could offend us, but we offended them first before they could go to the punch.
By the way, unoffendable.
That's also true. You know what happens when you get offended? Nothing.
Nothing happens.
You're able to continue with about your life and walk on.
But let's go offend them again.
I mean, I don't want to end up in jail this evening.
We're the JW Marriott.
That's also true.
All right. But All right.
You guys enjoy your safe trip home. Get home safe.
Thank you.
And I hope you guys enjoyed LA.
Have a good flight. Yeah, absolutely.
We're not entirely made of assholes. Just a small percentage. And they happen to be in that corner.
And that percentage are usually visitors. The locals.
We're cool.
Yeah.
Enjoy your trip home.
Let's go offend them again. All right. She did the excuse me bitches move to me?
That went swimmingly.
Yeah, we have to publish that though.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Warner Media could suck a dick.
Well, but you know what? I noticed it's not actually Warner Media. They had no space. It was like an off-brand. Like Warner was spelled wrong.
Ah.
It's not like, they're not actually like WB. I saw it. Yeah,
noted.
Right there.
Noted.
It's a farce. And by the way, other than that, we were super celebrating.
I think people enjoy us.
Yeah.
Even right now, people are still watching and staring.
Yeah. Thinking about why.
And it goes back to, what the fuck? What the fuck was his name? Aaron? The first guy.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking
about. We have the balls and tenacity and audacity.
Yeah, dude.
To fucking do this in front of people's faces.
Yeah, dude.
Anyway, here's the funny thing. Is that they were like, oh, come talk to this guy. Come talk to this guy.
Yeah, they asked for us. This is the guy you need. And he goes, I represent 80 million households. What do you mean? What does that mean? What do you install garage doors? What does that mean? What the fuck is 80 million households mean? We should actually walk over there and be like, hey, do you guys want a second chance at our show? But you gotta get fucking Molly Q.
You guys really need to be on this show.
Yeah, no, fuck them. Let's just go knock drinks out their hands. That's not a crime.
Shut up.
What, are you gonna arrest me for spilling a drink? You fucking prick. Don't come to LA. Dude, don't come to LA and act like you're from LA.
That's true.
That bothers me, dude.
That's
you're dealing with real LA motherfuckers, dude. I know we got headphones and mics on and we're being cute, but I will fuck you up and no one will come get me.
That's true.
I will. All right. Well, do the outro, dude.
Hit the outro.
We don't have it. Thanks for listening to Social News Ends, man.
Thank you for signing
by. Another great year at this fucking thing.
Thanks for coming off the space station. We appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah, yeah.
And we look forward to sending you back up.
Oh, is that the part where I do the kick of it? Am I late? Let's just go out and enjoy our city.
That's right. We're here.
We're out. We're not coming home tonight, bitches.
We'll see you when the sun comes up.
Yeah, yeah.